scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Megan, have you ever thought about going back to school and maybe taking some classes?
I have, and then I don't.
Well, maybe you should do this because it's free. So the most popular class in the history of Yale University is Psych 157, and it's called Psychology and the Good Life.
Ooh, good title.
Basically, it covers the science behind a positive outlook and how to change behavior, and it teaches students self-improvement. It's like basically adulting 101.
Yeah, it is. It does sound like that. Yep. Life skills.
So now you can actually take this class online and actually do it for free.
Wow. Okay.
It's a 6-week seminar based course, and it's available for free via something called Coursera.
Coursera. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that, so that's cool.
It's Coursera.org.
Ooh, Coursera.org. Fancy. Yeah. You can log onto the web and do the work and then brag that you're educated by Yale University.
I don't wish to be negative since we're talking about positivity.
Uh-huh.
But don't you think the reason this class is the most popular at Yale is because it sounds kind of easy?
It sounds like like what you would say in college, a throwaway class.
Right. Like, I've got like all these really hard classes. I've got econ and all this stuff. So
exactly.
I'm just going to throw Psych 157 in there and learn how to be happy.
But to me, a class like that should be mandatory for all students.
I agree. It does sound like a great class. Maybe we should take it and see if
we should.
Who's happiest at the end of it.
All right.
Well, we can try to figure that out. Well, here's a story that's not so happy, but it does have a happy ending. A gym was closed because of remote detonator. Except it turned out to totally not be a remote detonator.
Oh, weird.
So the Saginaw News claims that a fitness club in Saginaw, Michigan was recently evacuated because a club member found a Wi-Fi connection named Remote Detonator.
Ooh.
Club manager evacuated the building, called the police. The club was closed for 3 hours, but there were no explosives.
That can be a little bit scary, and you got to take all precautions necessary for something like that because it could be something bad.
Right.
But that just goes to show you need to not call your Wi-Fi connections stuff like that.
Right. Like, I know that it's fun to do clever ones. I can always pick up clever Wi-Fi names, but sometimes you're like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, like there was one FBI surveillance van.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Actually, I think that one's pretty funny.
Actually, one of our IT people in the building was doing a search trying to find who in this whole entire building had a device called the Devil.
Oh.
And
was it you, Johnny?
It wasn't me. No, okay. It was not me. But we did end up finding the Devil.
That's hilarious. Oh, and they work here.
She lives in the basement,
okay.
Ironically enough.
All right. Well,
there you go. So
who knew?
That's trending topics for this morning. 98.3
The Coast. Trending topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.